Mr. Secretary, do you want me to call the meeting to order?
Yes, we should be ready to go.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks special meeting. We are coming to you via the internet, actually, because we need to have this special meeting. And I would ask that someone from the staff call the roll call for the commissioners to declare that a quorum has been established.
Will do. Commissioner Bartling.
Here.
Feast. Locken.
I'm here.
Rissler.
Here.
Sharp.
Here.
Spring.
Here.
Whitmire.
Here.
And Olson.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Chair has declared that a quorum is present. We will go into, if I could ask Rachel or somebody from the staff, unfortunately, I don't have the conflict statement in front of me. You could read that for us.
Yes, we can read that for you. Chairman Olson, Scott will read the bullet points here and we can declare any conflicts of interest.
Mr. Chair, with your permission, now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current or former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined by SDCL 323.1, a direct benefit from a contract, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or any other matter in which you have a conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or any other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. If the commission decides that the underlying conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest, you may enter in the proposed contract or any other matter which arises as a conflict of interest. If the commission does not find the underlying conflict to be fair, reasonable, and consistent with the public interest, the parties, which may include the department, may not lawfully enter into the proposed contract or any other matter which gives you rise to the conflict of interest. The secretary must record in the minutes of the meeting the name of any commission member who has disclosed the conflict of interest, a description of the proposed contract or any matter in which the member has a conflict, the member's description of the nature of the conflict, and the commission's vote on the question of whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. After the meeting minutes have been approved by the commission, the secretary must file a copy of the minutes of the with the auditor general. I think I read a lot more than I had to, Russ, but we're covered.
I was going to say, Scott, thank God I don't have to read all that every time we do this. Bad enough. But if you're getting paid by the word, congratulations on the Christmas bonus.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got now I just read my instructions afterwards. So you got the bonus version.
Yeah, thank you. With that, Mr. Secretary, I'll hand it over to you, and we can take the agenda items as need to be so we can get this wrapped up.
Okay, the next order of business here would be executive session to discuss the contractual matter that we're discussing here today on a concessionaire lease. There is... in accordance with SDCL 125-2, a commission may only hold a closed session meeting with certain statutory requirements that dictate so. I believe, Chairman Olson, you would receive this as well, but I will read this for you if you would like me to.
Please do.
In this particular case, the commission intends on discussing matters that discuss qualifications, competence, performance, character, or fitness of a public office or employee or prospective public office or employee. However, any official action concerning these matters we put on official record in our open meeting. In order to close the meeting to the public, a motion must be made and supported by a majority of the members. At this time, Chairman Olson, I am making a motion to move into executive session pursuant to SDCL 1-25-2 to prepare for discuss qualifications, competence, performance, character, or fitness of a public office or employee or prospective public office or employee. I'm reading the wrong one. It should be
Kevin, it's highlighted in the body of the email.
It's all right. We got it. I mean, I think that we're under the umbrella of all the above. I'd entertain a motion to go into executive session to discuss the matters previously described by the secretary. Moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Very well. We are now in official executive session. Rachel, if you wouldn't mind noting the time that we went into executive session and again when we come out. Thank you. Welcome back. This is Chairman Olson once again at 3:59 p.m. We are out of executive session. I will turn it back over to John Blanton.
Thank you, Commissioner Olson, commissioners. Again, I'd like to thank you all for your time today. We've had a favorable response to our prospectus for Spring Creek Restaurant, and you folks having a meeting today allows us to provide our recommended operator with as much time as we can to prepare their operation for an opening yet this season. So with that, I'll just go over some basics regarding the prospectus, and then perhaps our recommendation and what we would need action from you on today in regards to allowing us to enter into concession lease. As you folks know, we have gone through a few issuances of a prospectus. We did have two last fall that did not yield any proposals. We reissued on December 13th with an expiration day of January 19th. We did have a good response. In fact, we got two proposals here in the department. So we have undergone an internal evaluation process based on some selection criteria. An administrative rule requires us to define those criteria within the prospectus. So we've done that. Our two major points of criteria are related managerial experience and operational experience, with the second being sales and marketing, with several sub factors underneath those two headings. And through our process, we've identified one of the proposals as a stronger candidate, and that's what our recommendation will be to you today. Based on the items of information that we asked for in that prospectus, we feel that the proposal received by Lauren Forsch and her executive team contains stronger background in restaurant operation and management, which includes formal culinary education and experience, which was unique to this proposal. They have strong local ties. Their executive team are all identified. They're in place, ready to begin the process of organizing and preparing for operations. They also have diverse professional backgrounds within their executive team, and a strong skill set that would allow them to pretty much cover all business aspects, be adaptable, and to respond to the market and what this operation might throw at them. They also possess very strong marketing and brand building experience and expertise within their team. And based on the operational plans that we have received, they have offered more extensive hours of operation, which will provide a higher and more frequent level of service to the public out there. So in a nutshell, that's very brief, but that's just a quick overview of the strengths of this proposal, which then leads us to the discussion of a concession lease. We included a draft lease in that prospectus. They have reviewed it. We've had some conversations, but the concession lease that we are looking at would carry a term of 1 year with additional renewal options of up to 3 years total.
The required services out there, obviously being restaurant food service. We are in discussions on additional authorized services, such as on-sale liquor. We do have a liquor license available for use out there that is not new. That's something that's always existed out at Spring Creek, as well as the possibility of off-sale beer and packaged beverages, which is something that has been done in the past out there as well. ATM machine service, sales of merchandise, catering options if they feel that the market might warrant that, as well as possible retail sales of food product in our C-store out there. But those are conversations we need to continue, but those would be additionally authorized under the lease that we're currently, that we would perhaps be discussing. There is no franchise fee offered in this lease. There was not a franchise fee with the previous operator. And again, that is something that in the department was a policy decision to try to make this as attractive as possible and eliminate any possible financial burdens or barriers that might come along with trying to get the best possible proposals that we could. We are not granting any possessory interest in this lease. So there is no need for appraisals and transfer of ownership at the expiration of the agreement. They will operate within government facilities and also be utilizing government equipment. Maintenance responsibilities are also spelled out. The department is a strong presence in that department as far as ensuring that the utilities are on and they're working. As well as any equipment that we own, if there's major breakdown or malfunction, we are a part of that as well. So it is a really true partnership with us being involved in every aspect. The other point that I would point out is there we do require a security deposit. There's a $5,000 security deposit spelled out in that draft lease. That is for any incidentals, if there should be any damages to equipment, to the building, anything like that. We just have a way to recover at the expiration if there's any cost to us to rectify those things. So with that, again, very brief synopsis, but if there are any questions of the commission at this time, I would take those.
Any questions from my fellow commissioners at this time? Sean, as far as the security deposit, the last lease that we had with this, it's my understanding, I don't remember us having a $5,000 security deposit. Is there a reason for having one of that value?
But the previous lease did include a $2,000 security deposit. I would guess our adjustment there would be in terms of, you know, if we have to go in and clean the kitchen and bring in a commercial cleaner, that $2,000 does not get us very far. So we just want to make sure that if there are any additional expenses that we are in fact covered.
I assumed as much, and I don't think that's out of line. And I'm just asking, it seemed to me that was more than double the what we had last time. And I mean, this is, you know, it's more of what we're looking for here in a partner, and I'm looking forward to this partnership, by the way, is somebody providing a service so that the state doesn't have to do it on their behalf. So with that, I would, any other questions or comments from commissioners? If not,
one question, this is Commissioner Lockett. What is the go date on whether somebody would want to extend the lease? What's the time frame there?
Commissioner Locken, Sean Blanchett, it would be after the operating season, obviously, but prior to the end of the next calendar year. So prior to December 31st.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from commissioners? If not, I would recommend I'd look forward to a motion to move forward with the department's recommendation on this.
Commissioner Olson, if I might add, so the action we need from you is in fact to accept our recommendation for Lauren Forsch and her team as the next concessionaire, but also authorize Director Scott Simpson to negotiate and enter into a concession lease for the operation of the restaurant.
Thanks for clearing that up, Sean. I appreciate it. So that'd be the motion that I'm looking for.
Sharp will move to accept the department recommendation and authorize Scott Simpson to enter into the final concessionaire lease.
There's been a motion. And we have a second?
Ristler will second.
Second by Ristler. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, the recommendation and motion passes. Anything else, Mr. Secretary?
Yes, we'd like to do an open forum. I'm going to turn it over to... Oh, yes, sorry. We do have our new concessionaire on the line here that we can have them introduce themselves. So,
yeah. Laura, welcome. You're on. You and Jordan, please go ahead and let us know a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. We are very excited. The recommendation was accepted, and we're eager to get started. I'm Lauren Forsch. I live here in Sioux Falls, but we have family in Pierre and my parents, Catherine and Tim Forsch, are actually on the line as well. They have had a house out at Spring Creek for a little over 10 years now. We were just reminiscing when we got the official word on what the address would be. So it's fun that we've gotten to see this area grow and evolve, and that we're going to get to be a part of that as well. My background, I would certainly say, is in hospitality and business consulting or operations management, with a bit of an emphasis in customer experience and marketing, branding, all of those fun things that you get to work with when working with entrepreneurs. I have gotten connected with Jordan in 2018 when I wanted to learn more about the kitchen side of the hospitality industry, and started working for Jordan a couple of days a week to learn the business. And so we connected in 2018 and have worked on a few different projects. He will not brag about himself, so I will get the chance to. Jordan has a very extensive background since going to culinary school out in the Pacific Northwest, out in Portland. Worked for, well, and you can talk a little bit about your background, but he has found great success here in Sioux Falls. 2017, they started Bread and Circus and have opened two other ventures since then. But Bread and Circus was most recently featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I think it was at the end of last year.
Yeah.
So some great exposure for Sioux Falls and for, well, South Dakota and his restaurants. So we wouldn't be entering into this without Jordan kind of backing the culinary side of what we're doing. So we're excited about it. You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I am obviously Jordan. born and raised in Sioux Falls. Moved away for about 14 years, but went to culinary school out west, focused on like higher end, maybe like smaller independent fine dining. Moved back, opened Bread and Circus, which is kind of a I wanted to move away from that type of food and focus on like fast casual, luckily, because of what we, you know, 2020 held. And so it was a benefit in many ways, but trying to be creative, but a little lower price point, but maintaining like a mix of like what people want in the area, maybe it's a little bit of a twist here and there, and hopefully keep people interested. And we're going on our fourth. We opened a pizzeria in 2020. That's going well, called Pizza Cheeks. We have a catering operation called En Plaza, which started in November, and just got done with a meeting for a brunch spot. So my culinary background is pretty vast, and that's kind of what the catering operation is focusing on, because we can do
it all.
Yeah, do whatever you want. Taco bar to find like 8 courses plated, you know, like so yeah, I'm excited to be on board with this. It's kind of my always been a thing to do, kind of like cool bar food, you know, or like, and especially at the location overlooking the water and whatnot, it's a great opportunity. So it's excited.
Outstanding. We're looking forward to having you guys. Well, have you had the opportunity, or will you have the opportunity, to reach out to the guy that's developing Codger's Cove? I mean, I think there's just a natural connection there for people that want exactly what you guys are offering.
Absolutely. And, you know, it was actually Shane that we were talking to, the park manager at Spring Creek. We had talked about doing a bit of an open house, getting to meet not just the managers of the restaurant, but then also the staff that's coming on there. So we're really, really hoping to engage the community out there. As I mentioned, we have a home in Spring at Spring Creek. And so we are our own audience, and want to make sure they're engaged.
But any other questions or comments from other commissioners?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, Kevin here.
Please go ahead.
I just want to say, on behalf of the department, Lauren and Jordan, we're very excited to have you on board and start this partnership with Kingfish and Parks. And I think we can do great things together and offer our customers a great experience out there at Spring Creek. So we're excited to have you, and welcome aboard.
Awesome. Thank you. And I know Catherine and Tim are on the line, so if there's anything, if you guys want to say hello. They've escaped. Well, actually, they escaped beautiful weather for sunny Arizona temporarily. So,
I, commissioners, I just would like to say, you know, we are so excited for this venture with Lauren and Jordan. I spend a lot of time at Spring Creek, as my wife says, way too much time in Spring Creek versus back in Sioux Falls, where I do live, you know, permanently. But no, I'm just excited for our partnership and looking forward to working with all of you.
And I'm Catherine. I just say ditto. I work for the South Dakota Historical Society Foundation. I'm the CEO, so I am in here quite often. I spend about half my time in Pierre, and with Lauren and Jordan and Tim and I taking on this little adventure, a lot more time this summer. But thank you. Thank you for your confidence in us.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
Jack Simpson?
Yes, Director.
Welcome aboard, Forces, and Jordan. We're really looking forward to the opportunity. Unfortunately, we still have one little bit of business that we need to finish up. Mr. Chair, on the agenda is the open forum section of the meeting. So if you don't mind, I will be the moderator of that. But if we've got someone on the line that would like to speak at the open forum portion of things, I think now is the time to allow for that opportunity.
Thanks, Director Simpson. If there's anyone online that wants to speak, we have a 3-minute opportunity for you to talk about anything that's on your mind. Seeing none, Mr. Secretary, I'll give you the final word.
Yeah, I just want to thank the commissioners for getting on the call today and discussing this very important proposal and contract and moving into the next stages of getting that Spring Creek restaurant operating once again. We're very excited about that, to offer those services to our customers at the marina, at that boat ramp there. And it has been a very popular place, and that place, as far as interest in accommodating folks, is there. And we're excited to accommodate and provide that restaurant and provide that dinery, opportunity. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back to you, and I think we can adjourn.
I think that that wraps up our business for the day. If there aren't any other comments or questions from commissioners.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, this is Commissioner Whitmer. I just want to assure the forces that I don't want to go without saying that this is exciting. We as commissioners have had the opportunity to get a good show and tell tour, I guess, of the facilities there and everything. And we've had high hopes of finding a good fit. And I've got to say, from the resume and all the literature provided here, this is better than what I would have hoped for personally. I guess I'm not going to speak for everybody, but I trust that's probably the feeling that a lot of us have, that that this is kind of a wonderful outlook, I guess, for me when I looked at, you know, the location and everything. It's just such a beautiful place, and to find somebody that we can leave this in good hands. I'm really impressed, and I wish the Porsches all the best, and looking forward to going there myself.
Couldn't have said it better, Bob. I mean, 20 years ago, I bartended up there, so I'm really looking forward to going back up there as a non-employee, non-staffer, to see how things are going.
Good thing you snuck in non-staffer, because I was just about to say we've got a position for you if you're looking to come back.
It's been a pretty mild winter, and we haven't sold a lot of electricity, so I'm looking for a revenue booster for myself. So
I promise we'll give you the best shifts.
Lauren, I'd just like to add one other thing. As commissioners, if you come up and see us, please take the time and introduce yourselves, because as a sportsman, obviously I hear about your names and all the great work you guys do for the game, fish, and parks, but I really would like to put a name and a face together. So if you wouldn't mind, I'd love as you come out there to please seek out Lauren, myself, Catherine, Jordan, any of us. We really would like to meet you. So again, thank you very much.
Yeah, great. Looks like a great fit. We're wishing you well. I hope we have lots of sunny opportunities. And I know that Drew Simpson is going to salmon fishing. So hopefully we can bring up some feet of black and cook up with us. So. If there's any other business to come before the Game Fish and Parks, Mr. Secretary, I will adjourn the meeting unless you tell me I don't need to.
Nope. We can take a motion to adjourn. Sounds great.
All right, very well. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Very well. Staff and the rest of the commissioners and the forces for everybody coming together on this, I appreciate your time.
Thanks. All right. Take care, everybody. Best wishes.
Yep. See you all. Bye.